Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
No ice as well. That's what it is.
Red rum.
Murder.
What's dark rum backwards?
Oh.
Murkrad.
Murkrad. It's like Croatian.
Oh, we're starting with back on. No, yeah. Don't go straight to me. Let's warm in. Otherwise, it's going to look racist.
All right. Welcome back to Filthy Fellas. You know what it is. Special episode. We jumped in the time machine. And it's 2016, boys.
We're going all the way back. I need some Joss for Men if we're going back.
There's been a fad going around online where everybody's posting their 2016 pictures. I don't know what the reason is behind it, but this is what they're doing.
Hold on, Marge. You don't know what the reason behind it is.
It's a decade.
What, because it's 10 years.
But have we done that every year?
No.
We didn't do that last year.
Huh?
We didn't do it last year.
It wasn't 15 last year. We could have asked for pictures from 2015, bro. Like, that can't be there's got to be a bigger reason than it's just 10 years. Like,
and I know what's happened in this trend as well. Some people have picked their year. Like, I know a lot of people, that's not 2016, like, that's 2015. No, it's 2017. Yeah. You know, like, they've picked around.
2016 was the first year that people in this industry started to get money.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first. They monetized it 2016.
Ask Paul.
Paul's getting paid from 2013 at least.
And Paul was the first one. He was the first one in this industry, bro.
Talking of time machines, yeah? I'm just going to go around the table. If you was making a time machine...
Because I feel like this is going to be a thing, but no one gives a damn.
Well done. Mate. That's how you're meant to be up the table. Well done, mate. Well done. Producer.
No, go on.
Boys, I'm going to go around the table, yeah? We're talking about time machines. You mentioned time machine. Obviously, usually there's famous time machines. Bathtub.
Hot tub time machine.
A car. Telephone box. Bill and Ted.
Yes. Yeah.
What item would you travel back in time with? Let's go into contestant number one.
Am I contestant number one?
Yeah.
Okay, then, well.
I thought this question was going to be something else. So did you, innit?
No, yeah, I've got a follow-up on that.
And we can't use ones that's been done already?
Yeah, yeah.
I would be on an electric scooter.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, okay.
It's easy access. Yeah. Get in, get out. Don't have to worry about feds.
Yeah. Then where you go?
Depends where you're traveling to, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Might
have to worry about them once you get out.
Yeah, but I'm on an electric scooter.
No, but they're gonna have six things in the future. I was back.
All right, who's next then, Kev?
Dan?
I'd travel on like a portkey in Harry Potter, like you can touch something and that's like that. So I would probably make it like a... iPhone. Just because I've got it on me all the time.
Yeah.
So you ring it.
And you're gone.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon I just open the code. Put in a different code.
Sick. Venus.
Not bad.
Skateboard.
You want a skateboard? Mad.
I don't know why.
Mad on a skateboard.
Huh? It's because they're Back to the Future. Didn't they have a skateboard in there?
Hoverboard.
What's the question?
Lippy, if you had to make a time machine, what would you travel back in? What would it be? You know, you've had cars, you've had telephones.
You'll travel back in a skateboard.
He's going on his phone. I ain't that mad.
So like Back to the Future, was the whip.
Yeah, yeah.
You see in Doctor Who, did they go back in time in the telephone box? Was it
no, you yeah. said, we've said telephone box.
Oh yeah, Bill and Ted done that as well, yeah.
I think telephone box.
We want something original.
Something original. what's another box? You know what? There's a mythical woman where if you indulge with her, you end up in another time.
Go back in time.
Cold.
I respect that.
That is serious.
If you could go back to any time in the past, travel back to any year, any place, any time, where would it be? Where would you go?
Me.
That we've never lived through.
You know what I would
do? We have lived through it already.
1994, or that we haven't lived
You're
through.
You're going only back to 94?
Mate, I want some electric and like gadgets, man. Here, you want to send me
I'm
back?
I'm going Quay, bro. Like, I'm going, bro. I'm taking it. What can I bring with me?
Whatever you've got on your person.
If I can bring certain weaponries, but we're taking it there.
Dinosaurs, innit?
Yes, bro. Going, yeah. I'm going to see them.
Finally,
bro.
Man's got 1994. I'm gonna let,
that's what I'm saying. You
that was the best year for music. That was the best year for music.
When is that? Come on, bro.
All right. I didn't know you that far back because you know what it is? I've been watching history stuff, right?
And there's and you're one. You're
94. And there's one that I watch, and it's like if you was to go back to, say, the 1700s, we wouldn't survive just purely because of. Disease.
No, but you don't have to stay
stuff
there.
Like that, man.
And you took your vaccines.
I got my jabs. Nah,
yeah,
yeah,
you took your vaccines, you'll be all right.
Bro, yeah, if he turned up looking like that in the 1700s, they'll be like, oh my gosh.
The Black Messiah.
Yeah.
I would milk it. Trust me.
You'd milk it.
What would they say, bro? A puffer jacket. They'll go crazy.
What is that? Like,
what?
Sunglasses.
A cap.
Trucker
cap. They go crazy still.
Mad thing.
But you'll go mad as well. Certain things they got. A mace.
Yeah.
Have you seen a mace?
Yeah, that's a serious weapon.
Chainmail.
Bro, just wrote.
Wait, did we get everybody's years where they're going back to? Where are you going back to, Ads?
I'd go back to, you know when them VAT scams were popping off, bruv? And not everyone got away with it.
The VAT didn't get some
I'd
money.
I'd go back there.
That's
bro.
Only around 10 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah. That was like,
let's go back.
I think about that a lot, you know.
Let's go back to before Chip and Pin. Just go back before Chip and Pin, you'd be all right.
Everyone got away with it. Just make up bare businesses and that.
Yeah, man.
I'd probably go emancipate my people, man. Because white people used to talk crazy back in the day. And it's like them black men never knew that. You could just tell them, shut up, man. Just box you up. Shut up. Lead ya. Like, I'll just go back with like, some real energy. Just bad these men up. They're gonna look at me like, yo, this dude's crazy. I'm, like, I'm a normal youth from my ends. Get what I'm saying? Man?
There was a town called Monroe, and what happened was all of the army from the Second World War, all of the army, black army guys, got together. So they was all trained in military, they was trained in procedures. Like, they were trained.
Trained in procedures.
They all got together, army procedures. They all got together, and then when the KKK come, like, run them off, never come back to that town ever again.
Monroe, yeah.
Look for the story. I'm trying to get the rights do the movie.
Where is it?
America.
What state?
Alabama. No.
That's the safe bet, though. You know what I'm saying?
The soldiers didn't mind wartime.
It was South, though.
The soldiers didn't mind wartime back then, you know? Remember, in America, they wasn't even like proper citizens. There was segregation. They couldn't do nothing and all that resident there. When they're posted up in Paris, they're getting trout. It was a new world to them.
Yeah.
The soldiers, I'm saying that, like, they used to love wartime because in America, they was obviously-
Hated.
Yeah, but when they was in Paris and Germany and that, they was tearing the thing down.
I'm hearing Vienna was the spot.
No, Vietnam.
No, Vienna.
Oh.
It was this. No, not Vietnam, bro. Oh. Vienna, the city of spies. Apparently there's just drones everywhere. Like, you get throat and then like they've taken the information. but as in like, it's the city of spies. It heard it was going off.
All right. I need them to concentrate. Because we're still in 2016 and we've got some visual representation of what 2016 looks like. So GOP, what the hell is this?
Who's that?
Is that Joel Bale?
Oh, why is your hand
oh
in his
my
leg?
God.
Joel's leg?
What kind of foul
what
is this?
Hand's that? What's
surrounded
going
by children sat on Joel's lap.
Oh my God.
What channel is this?
What's that going?
Broski, you're in a basement.
That's not me.
That's not even both legs. It's one leg you got on him as well.
Wait, are you in the back? Is that you, Paul?
Where's Poet?
Wait. Oh, wait, hold on. Poet, your eyes are so distinctive. Yeah.
Oh my.
I can just see your eyes. Oh
bro, Poet's even on a poster.
Oh, it's a picture.
Oh, it's the Poet file.
Oh, where was
it's
Strange
like,
Hill?
Jesus, is that
it's
the
like
Poet
me and
Jesus?
Joel got married. You know
is that Kai Cenat?
Yeah.
Is that Kai Cenat?
Is that the kid that does the French kid that does the interviews now? What's his name?
Is this Photoshop?
Hey, Adam, I know there's a lot going on in this world, but you've got some explaining to do, bro.
Oh, it's AI.
You know how you know that's not AI? It's got on them old Instagram filters on it.
No, but you can do that. Yeah. You can do that.
AI can do that.
The text is pattern.
Miles Lewis Kelly.
Yeah, Skelly.
Skelly.
Mine's a Kelly.
Why? Bro.
Who's that? Is that Haider?
Nice.
Hold
on.
Who is that?
Ask a question.
Is that Zad?
That's Jad, yeah?
I didn't even know you loved dogs.
Let me say this.
Do you still love dogs?
Jad is young, bro. What beard is that?
How do you get?
How old are you?
He's 12 here.
18.
Oh, all right.
Raw.
That's a serious beard for 18.
He had that beard from 13,
cool.
though, innit?
That dog's cool still.
Big up the dog, though. Who did you support then? Because I know it's bare teams.
Trasplongsball.
Oh, that don't even look like you, though. I can't explain it.
Is the dog still with us?
Why are you just holding someone else's
you
dog?
You don't know who
he's
whose dog
this
is. He's
one of them kind of gallus. I know about them kind of.
Hey, if you know Jad, you know the story of when he was 18 and he. Okay, I just can't say that story.
Why?
Who is that?
Is this?
Menace. Oh my gosh. Northwest.
Is that Menace?
Is it?
Man's got 240
bro,
pounds.
Listen, I'm telling you,
there.
You see that, yeah?
250.
Aye.
Yo, that's a big day, bro.
On the nose.
This was their uniform. I'm telling you, this is all Northwest was.
What was you doing? Like, had you been to
what
prison by this
what
point?
Was he doing?
How old was your hair?
Hey, he was definitely bleaching. Look how light he is there.
Dog, what's wrong with you?
100%.
You say it was your first year in college?
You weren't in college yet. Oh, you,
you weren't going to college
been.
Like this.
You might have been, 16.
Why does everyone from Northwest wear sunglasses though?
Because it's sunshine.
Oh, yeah. All Northwest, yeah.
I was going to say, because it's dark. Okay, Menace, getting it in. Oh my God.
Bro, look at his finger.
I told you about his little grubby fingers. His grubby little fingers are disgusting.
What? He's doing the East.
Remember at school when you go to dinner and them sausages that have been in the tray?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Fingers.
Him and that 36 mil. Him and that 36 millimeter.
He was calculated. He thought his picture was cold.
Yeah.
Like he thought he was doing something.
He's saying gold with the silver.
Yeah, like
you know what kills me? The background's killing me.
Yeah.
Bag
yeah,
of man.
Yeah. No, Adam McCullough.
Whoa.
The background is killing.
Man, put the camera on timer, bro.
Bro.
Hey, Marks, what's wrong with
Marks, you? Marks, you put the camera on timer.
Bro.
Maybe, yeah.
There's no one else in that room,
there
bro.
There was no one in the yard. Whose yard is that, bro?
Emily Sandes.
Look at you.
Emily Sandes.
Yeah, there's a Brit Award in the back.
Off the south.
Brits.
Did he have a hairline there?
Probably not.
So his hat's on inside,
he lost it
bro.
At 17.
No, it is.
I shaved it at 25. It's mad.
It is.
How come you're grabbing your hat? What was that?
That's just the look. That's just a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, the squinting.
That is a proper light-skinned man's
that's fine.
You know, that's the kind of picture that sends man back 10 years.
Well, look at Poet in 2016.
Is that a dressing gown?
At the awards as well.
I remember this.
He's commando as well. No boxers on, you know.
Poet chose these, isn't it? My man put a little award thing there. That,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Poets chose this himself.
Yeah,
look at this.
Well, doing
personality
nothing.
Of the year.
That's what I was gonna, you see, when I met Paul, yeah? The first time I met Paul, I went on Gasworks and I told him, I used to hate you. You know? I used to hate you, bruv. Just always wearing, why are you in a dressing gown and a KA in awards?
He's an attention, attention seeker. He always has been.
Man's in the pineapple KA awards. What are you doing, Paul?
He's the only one that ain't aged though, bro.
Hey, look at that.
I don't know what to make of this picture. You know, like, I don't know.
He's waiting for someone to say something. No one ain't saying that.
One thing I'll say about Steve.
Go on.
It's good that you're a good person. You're strong, bro. That's a higher jump.
Trust me, bro.
Now you're strong.
But not only that, it's about the... So this was deliberately, if you look in the background, that's called the Eiffel Tower, right? And the way my hand is, it's deliberately on top of the Eiffel Tower. They call that spismalism.
Like, that's hurting your wrist. That's like it's...
Minimalism. Yeah. It's like, I forget what it's called. What's that art called?
Like thing, like when you go...
Yes, yeah. I don't know what that's called. Minimalism.
Do you know what it is? Because the focus ain't good.
False perspective.
I thought that was Crystal Palace.
You thought it was Crystal Palace? Nah, bruv. But if you notice, and this is quite political, but if you go to France's main city, Paris, you will notice that all of their buildings, all of their gold, all of their statues wasn't touched during the war because...
They bottled it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I prefer when you do your own content so these people can't make a spectacle out of you.
What do you mean?
Oh my gosh.
Who was that for?
I don't know.
That was me, man.
High jump, though.
That was a family holiday.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, family holiday.
Nah, that was, I actually done a tour. I toured for JD Sports, the Euros.
See? Knew it. Worked you like a dog. Worked you like a dog, mate. Oh, shit.
Yo, with the hair, you know.
With the braids.
Yeah, a proper yard man cane roll still.
Northwest. Hey.
I think that's after a christening.
You used to get them done once every 6 months.
It is. I had a job, you know, bro. Oh. So I was.
Were you working a funeral?
No, let me land. That tie is green. Let me land. I'm gonna let the youth them know the art of. I don't know. Is there still CVs?
I think yeah.
There has to be, innit?
So, critical
back
vital.
Back in the day, what we used
curriculum
to do.
What? Curriculum.
What? What do you say?
Critical vital. It's mad.
But no, what we used to do is we used to say we had job positions in companies that didn't exist anymore. So I was like, yeah, trainee manager at Woolworths, the main manager at HMV, Rare. And I got a job working for Westminster City Council, bro. I was a rent officer, bro.
That's quality. Oh, rent
arrest. Proper, yeah.
Yeah, well done. How old was you?
I was 26, 23.
23?
No, 24, turning 25.
It's good you got receipts because no one would ever believe you had braids like that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to say no one would ever believe you had a job.
I thought that's what he was going to say, you know.
Bro, Ben, it was a proper, like, you see.
Lippy's my brethren, right? He's like,
no, you see working for the council, you'll be surprised, you know. It's bare, like, people like me there. I'm not going to lie. It's like school, bro.
Bro, there's a man in here that works for the council. No one knows.
See, there you go. There's working for the council.
We wonder why the country's on his arse.
Wait, one sec. So there's no Dan and there's no Beanos.
Hey, where's Dan and Beanos, man?
You don't know where I was in 2016.
I didn't even exist in 2016, you know?
I was in that place.
What are you saying? Findaprisoner.com.
Hey boys, I got nominated.
Oh, go on.
Went 016.
I'm on some list.
I don't like that.
The one that Trump's hiding.
Oh my gosh.
Who the hell is this?
Oh my gosh.
I find out who Savage Dan is. One, go to 3 shots of tequila, minus 14, whatever that means. Two, carefully listen from 1 hour, 17 minutes and 35 seconds. When Taser Black says, Babs, this is him.
Dan.
No one knew who I was.
Dan, do you remember when I first met you? Do you actually remember when I first met you? So I went on Babs's podcast, yeah? And I'd gone there, yeah? I went on the podcast. And after I'd gone on the podcast, I went online. Everyone was like, oh, you're Savage Dan. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then they were saying this because this is like podcast days where no one even understood what a podcast was. So you was going on Blacklisted and all these podcasts saying the madness.
But, was it that?
Anonymous. So I've gone on camera and I wasn't even talking mad like that. But because our cadence is kind of similar, they said, oh, this is the Savage Dan guy. And I'm like, what are you talking
and
about?
Dave, hey, you must have got some drones from that though.
I was talking. You know what it is? I said, you know what? I am Dan, you know. I was Dan.
And I didn't even exist.
Obviously, you don't know we have a second channel. I don't know whether Adam knows, but he knows now we have a second channel. It's called Extra Filthy. As I said before, I was voting for Filthy Extra, but Poet is too nasty. Extra Filthy. It's going to get filthy. It's going to get extra filthy than it was before. That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
That's what it is.
That sounds like Steve will know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Perth City.
Yeah, man.
All I'm saying is Perth City extra, get dark. The extra is with an X, guys. Extra. And we're going to be dropping extra content just for the crowd. There's going to be behind the scenes footage. There's going to be all kinds of things. Poet's going to be on there getting real filthy.
Boys, man. How much would it
you have
take?
To pay for that, yeah.
just subscribe, guys.
How much would it take for you to do a porn movie? Like real talk, like someone offers you money. What we're talking, they offer you 50, being honest.
Can
50
you belly
grand,
up?
100 grand?
Can you belly up?
250.
I'll be real.
I'll do it for the culture.
Nah, you would like, I'm being serious.
I'm being dead serious.
You would do a porn movie that's going to be out there for free.
Oh, they're going to make money off it. It's not obviously
gonna,
I want my share of the-
Yeah, they're going to make bread off what I do, innit? They're going to make bread.
How much?
Off my works. It will make probably a couple quid.
So 100 grand.
It would make dough.
My thing will make minimum because my thing's gonna be low key. It will make like seven.
No
racks.
One here's even got OnlyFans, innit?
It'll make like 7 racks. Like, my thing's gonna be low key.
What, like a personal?
Why you say that like it's a good idea? Because though? I'm saying that like, cool. I know a girl that's very recently just started. She's been toying with the idea for ages. And now she's made her OnlyFans. Yeah, not OnlyFans. Like one of the other
one of the things. Yeah,
one of the thing. Other things. And she's like, rah. I didn't know like. It's like her face ain't on it, but she's making dough already.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why ain't the man?
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. The only problem is, it's not a problem to me, but my mate, he's not my mate no more. And it's not because of this, but we don't talk no more. But he started doing it, right? and he was getting like a couple grand for little, just little pictures of him grabbing his ting. Or he'd be in the shower, make the pants wet, but it was all no things down. Like, listen, one sec. Then he started getting offers for more money to do other stuff. I don't know what happened after because I don't talk to him. But what I'm telling you is...
The gateway.
It's a gateway drug.
Trust me, bro. Don't start.
And I'm not even going to lie, that is a perfect setup to introduce our guest today, Adam McCullough.
No, before we get into the show, we've got a schedule for you. We're going to talk about AFCON. But before we get into that, Savage Dan has a statement to make.
After watching Senegal versus Morocco, and seeing the horrific scenes, saw goalkeepers getting dragged, saw cheating, simulation, all kinds of corruption, and I saw racism. And I think it's time to decide. Where's this going? I think it's time to decide.
What have we got to decide, Dan?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
To decide it.
I think it's time to decide it. You're not going to beat the allegations.
If we're turning our back on North Africa.
It's funny you say that, yeah? Because it's not...
I'm just asking, is that what we're deciding? Because my best friend's from Morocco and I love him.
My son's Mo. Mum's from there.
I love
That's
Mo.
Fantastic.
I love him as well.
I'm from Grove. And I've got better friends, North Africans. But it seems to be a recurrent theme. It's Morocco, Algeria.
You're saying the mans that look like me are causing problems over there.
You're all right, man. You're Indian.
No, but you saw what happened to Speed. You saw what happened to Speed in Algeria, man. That was like, the kids are just trying to have fun.
To be called in Africa.
Is a new. That's
yeah,
new.
To be called the N-word in Africa is traumatizing.
It's insanity, bro.
They was throwing water on him and calling him names in Algeria.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. He had to leave.
He left the stadium. Early. But going, where's the word on
the... time to pick, man.
What's the decide? What we got to pick from?
I think it's time to pick. It's time to pick out of...
Go on.
Say it with your chest.
Are you African or are you not?
My friend who's Moroccan, he says the N-word. And when I've pulled him up on it...
Wild.
I said to him, brother. And he was like, bruv, I'm African. And I was like, oh yeah.
They don't even like that word over
man,
there.
Man, that's not how it works, man.
French Montana.
Yeah.
They don't use that word in Africa.
French Montana couldn't call me the N-word.
No? He's been saying it his whole career.
He's got cane rolls now, I know.
But he goes out with the Arab prince, though. Princess.
The thing is, yeah.
Wouldn't be comfortable.
It's just such a lovely little grey area that it's hard to attack. But we have to, know what I saw.
That
I saw
was
my own
different.
Two eyes.
What we saw, I just want to say, I've never seen that
bro,
in football.
Dragging.
Not even at Sunday League. That's, you know, you see them clips of like, There's a match in the favelas.
A professional keeper.
They were fighting a man for the towel during the game, innit?
That is insane.
I feel like the Moroccans have evolved.
Into?
Because back in the day, a lot of the Moroccans that I knew had Afro hair. And now a lot of them have got curly hair. Like long curly hair.
If that makes the show, I apologise on behalf of Filthy Fellas for these analysis.
You're joking me. So do you remember Nabet? Nabet, was it his name Nabet?
No.
Stop. Since their hair changed,
they have changed. Since their hair changed, that might have
evolved.
Always been like that.
Never evolved.
Really? They used to have Afro hair, evolved. Man.
Yeah, they've always been like that.
He thinks they're Pokemon. Hey, stop. Let's just stay in the car. All right, guys. I was working.
Nabet had Afro hair.
I was filming, so I missed the finals. I couldn't see it. But anybody that watched it, can I just get a word for the champions? Also, I want to say congratulations to Senegal, the AFCON 2026 champions. Big them up each and every time. Do we have a word for the champions?
They shouldn't have walked off with the pen.
Okay. Why? Huh?
Why not?
No, they should have.
It's professional, bro. You've got to be professional, man. It happens in sport, bro.
I hear that, though.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
But then they don't miss without that.
Make a statement.
They don't miss without
that's
that.
Serious mind game.
So it's just like when Luis Suarez handballed it against Ghana. We hated him for that.
My dad is from Ghana. I hated it, but I get it. Okay. I get it. Okay. Come on. It's football, bro.
And Senegal got bumped, man.
Yeah, they got
because
overdone.
It wasn't a pen. And then
and the one before.
And the one before when they scored, yeah, that wasn't
that
a
was
foul.
A joke.
I feel like it was a pen though.
I feel like
no,
it was a pen.
The pen was
I do.
I
do.
Like because
it was soft
was a
though.
Pen, but it was marginal. And because of the goal that they should have had, it just
no, flipped. Both of them together. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Curious. Curious that.
Are you the one?
That man ain't racist, all right?
They're good peoples, man.
All right, before we even go any further, you don't remember, we publish new football content every week. If you are not subscribed, be sure to subscribe. The percentage of people that watch the show and are not subscribed is crazy. It's too high. It's way too high for my liking.
I can explain that, but all right.
Go on, explain it.
I explained it next week, didn't I?
What?
Yeah, we've done it on the last show.
What?
This is behind.
Because they're not signed in or something.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, wow. Anyway, we're here to talk football. We're talking about the Manchester Derby. We could call it the Manchester United Derby. We could call it Manchester United Derby. I don't know. But obviously, that's why we brought my good friend Adam McCola here. Guys, are United back?
No.
But
We're about.
But I said this the other week. I said it, and I said with Amorim, the fact that you lot were still knocking around, and I think you'd twice like give up the chance to go fourth at the time. But the fact that you were knocking around with this team, I didn't think's really great on paper. I said kudos to Amorim, right? And then I got a lot of stick in the group, especially from Skits, Hydro. and they was like, no. Again, was it 2 weeks later, a week later again, you lot are still in the mix. It all looks gravy. Like, what's the problem over there, man? It was a building job anyway, and it looks like you've been building.
Go on, Ad,
but you look at the games that were like Amorim's last 10 games, let's say. You look at the games that we had at home, Wolves, West Ham, Bournemouth.
Everton.
Everton had 10 men for like 80 minutes. And we didn't win one of them games, bro. And how you look at it is right, like, oh yeah, we're quite close. But then people like me are going, we should be clear of Liverpool right now.
Yeah,
comfortably clear of Liverpool right now. And we're not.
But you're not better than Liverpool. About.
I didn't say, but Liverpool went a period of like 2 months without winning a game.
Yeah, but they started winning. You lot just keep drawing. Drawing and losing is almost the same thing.
You can't be drawing against these teams at home. Like West Ham,
no,
I think,
at home.
Were one of the worst West Ham teams ever. Bournemouth hadn't won in seven when they came to United.
Yeah, but do you know what it is, yeah? I agree with Steve-O. Like, I think Amorim should have been sacked as soon as he lost that final against Tottenham. He had a terrible season. Come 15th, you've like fluffed your lands at in the Europa final. That should have been it. And then this season, he's been okay-ish, like in the mix.
Well, because it's been better than last season, but you still look at it and we still had like a 40% win record. That can't run.
Quickly as well, because obviously we've got a lot to talk about, we're going to get into it. I want to ask you about something, just quickly. Did you see KG in the box watching the United game.
I just see it as an excuse for him to not watch games again. Now obviously, big up the fact that he's in there.
What box?
He's in what box?
The Sky show. It's called The Box.
Michael McIntyre's made a show.
I don't think I could ever do that. Is pain.
What is it? I'm confused. He's
a strong man.
Let Adam explain.
You're in a room, you're watching a screen, but you don't see the game.
So
they show you still images. So like Harry Maguire heading the ball against like what looks like it's going to be a goal, but it's really hit the post. So they keep showing you still images. And at the end of the game, so you're sitting there thinking, oh yeah, we're winning or we're not. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, they tell you the result. But I'd rather be in a box than be in that box.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes so much sense.
So to ask all of you quickly, would either of you go in the box?
Not that box.
How much you got paid? Biggest game of the season.
I don't know how much he got paid. I'd have to ask him.
Well, so I heard couple bags.
In this cost of living crisis, I'll take a $2,500 to do that.
Yeah.
Huh? No, that, do you know it is circumstances? you lot got the Manchester Derby. For the North London Derby, I'll do that. Just because I'm confident that we'll do them. That's what it is. But any game that I was shaky for.
Champions League final.
Oh, you got
I need big money to do that.
We got 10 grand, you got to be talking.
No, bread, there's bread involved.
Yeah, seven and a half.
Listen, there's bread involved. I'll miss so many games.
Was this is this a part of this thing called fanalist?
Fanalysis.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're using some of the same people, but
okay. That's Gary Neville's company that he's invested in, right?
Yeah, it's Gary Neville, Michael McIntyre.
I heard they didn't pay people, but is that?
Analyze.
You got options. Are you part of it?
No.
But that's like that corporate thing of like, oh yeah, fans will love this. No, we won't, bruv. Like no one wants this. No one's asked for this.
I like the comment. Do you remember Fanzone, the commentary?
Yeah, I like that one.
That was
press the red button. You've got two men from the pub just doing the commentary.
I'd like
it's
to have
insane.
Done that.
Yeah, that was proper.
I tried to watch a couple of games on the Fanzone. I said nah.
They should bring that back.
That would be cold. Yeah.
Could we do that on our channel?
Let us do it all the time.
If we got investment, could we do that on our channel?
Probably.
Are we allowed to? Fanzone commentate commentary. Games. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like a what?
Obviously, we could commentate games if you don't show the.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we got this. Don't
alternative commentary should be a thing. It is a thing, but like not so much in football.
We'll do radio, Filthy FM. We said we were going to do that anyway, Paul.
Mark, you know what though? I have to. I wasn't one of the ones that doubted you, yeah. But I think the table. There's not many here that done it, but Loons especially owes you a my bad, yeah. Because you said United with less games equals a better United.
Fact.
And I have to say to you, brother.
Hold on, why is that clapping? But that's literally that. Hold on, just that's from the just last, 1 + 1 = 2.
Just from the last game. Just from the last game.
Didn't you lot win this fixture last season?
Listen, it's a new prediction. It's just proven right already.
When did
away.
You say this?
Last week.
All right, so not like.
And then now
August.
We went and then we battered City because it's their mindset. Because they're already less tired. They already know they've only got to play 40 games this year.
Hold on, what do you think you came up with that? This is what I'm confused about. Everyone knows.
No,
that.
What it was is that we Lippy took the piss saying that.
I said they'll beat.
No, but you said
we said about the world
because
war.
We're out
all
of
that,
40 because games. Because we're out of all the competitions so early, and we're only going to play 40 games. You said was cussing us. I'm saying no. There's actually a positive spin on this. You know what I'm trying to say? Like with everything that's going around with the player injuries, with the high frequency of games, everybody's moaning and complaining. The United boys are going to be better off only playing 40 games this year. They're going to be fitter, better, ready for the World Cup.
Also, it looks like you got a coach that knows what
he's
doing.
Are they going to be fitter?
Also, how are they going to be fitter?
Yeah,
because they're going to be training. They're going to be well rested. They're going to be fitter. Like come the
They'll
summer.
Be rested.
Come the summer when everybody goes to the World Cup, the United players are going to be fresher.
None of them are going to be in the squad.
I think it's more, but like the amount that you know, like you got a game on a
they're
Sunday.
They're going to be even fresher.
You got a game on a Sunday. Your next game's Saturday. Like that's 4 or 5 days of shape work, of like analysis, like. I think that's where the benefit comes in.
And I think Ruben was like boring the shit out of them. You know, like with the over analysis and the micromanaging. Oh, now you've got to move here and you've got to move there, stopping training sessions and that. I think Carrick's training session already would just be more fun. Like, we just keep them
involved.
Yeah,
but it always is. New manager bounce, all of that. Like.
No, but also, you know, when you're learning a system, you know it ain't going to work. Mm. I don't think the players
you don't commit
to the boss. I think they're stuck with him. But you could tell they weren't really feeling that. And if he's over. Just doing everything, micromanaging everything. Oh, now you got to move here and you got to move there. I think.
Having said that, I honestly think United just do that thing. It doesn't matter who you field. It doesn't matter who's on that pitch. You find a way to beat City in derbies. I don't know what it is.
I mean, not all the time.
You play. I feel like you do well in the big games, especially
at Old Trafford.
We're more suited to sit back. Like, if we play West Ham, Everton, Bournemouth, and we sit back, everyone's
going
mad.
Yeah.
But we can sit back against City because.
And then hit them on a break. Yeah.
That's where I think our problem is, though. Like, breaking down them smaller teams. Against the bigger clubs, I'm confident that we could give a good account of ourselves. It's when we go against them smaller teams, we are so boring.
That's why it was madness to have Bruno so deep.
Yeah, it just don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Well, we spoke about Kobbie Mainoo on this show a few weeks ago. And. Well, they want to know is, it's not a question, they're phrasing it differently, but I'm going to ask you, was Kobbie Mainoo the key?
He's good.
He was good. I'm not even going to lie, because I've said some things, but he would.
What have you been saying about Kobbie?
I was saying under Amorim, he can't work no matter what.
In a two-man midfield, he can't work. Of course he can't.
He can't work in a two-man midfield, innit? But him the other day, man, he was playing football, man.
They're getting on to me about some of the things I said about Kobbie,
is
but,
it?
Yeah. Talking about I was ready to turn against him for the manager. I'll be real with you. A player power FC, I'm done
sat
with
right here, Marks.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one. I don't like player power FC. I'm every manager in until they go. I'll support the manager. And my thing was, like what you might have just said, in the system that the gaffer wanted to play, he clearly didn't work. He weren't the best defensive option. He weren't the best attacking option. And Sir Jim said he was going to be there for 3 years. So if he's going to be there for 3 years and this is what they're doing and they're rebuilding, we're not good enough to have £60 million worth of talent sitting on the bench that we're not using. Like,
but then we're also not good enough to have him sitting on the bench.
You're not good enough to play the 3-4-3, bro.
Like, yo, he should be on the pitch.
I'm so glad Amorim's gone now because the conversations we're having are irrelevant. Things are changed. The formation's changed. The setup's changed. So now there's a place for him. But back then, I couldn't remember any game that we was losing and I'm saying, oh, we need Colby on because he's going to make the difference to make us win the bloody game. That weren't a thing.
Let's not
and
get carried away.
But you got to remember it was a Cobby that was coming on.
You beat City in
that
a
had
derby.
No confidence, wasn't being selected, no minutes, no match fitness, no nothing.
That's the truth. Amorim wasn't tactically, he was bad.
Yeah, and he wasn't putting him in a place to be successful.
Yeah,
like Carrick came in under 3 days and he's done it straight away. Like we were saying before, like Casemiro, Colby, even Brook, like that midfield does not have legs and they get run through ragged all the time. But against City, you did not see it because of the way that we were set up. You know what I'm trying to say? He set the team up in a way that's gonna benefit the players that we got. You get me? Made them look good. And
City, long may it continue. Like you lot shouldn't get carried away by this.
No, you can't.
I think City are going through a thing and you lot haven't been that bad this season. So if you carry on
defensively,
if you carry on at the same pace you was going when you had Amorim, you will have a decent season. That's the only reason why I think it's a bit weird why you got rid of him.
But we did get rid of him because of results.
No, but he did it.
I hear that.
He did it to himself. It wasn't just that. He went crazy. He started naming.
Do you remember in the FA Cup and I said you brought on Harry Maguire and I think he come on and he changed the game? Well, I think he's back fit and I think he started the next game and I think again,
He's best centre back.
He's not our best centre back.
Who's your best centre back?
He's our third best.
Who's your best centre back?
Dilit and Lissandro.
Oh yeah, Dilit.
And who's your second?
Lissandro.
He's better than both of them put
together. He's not.
100%.
He's never been.
Bro, him on his worst day.
Nah.
Way
have
more
you seen
of a
his worst day, bro?
Than that Hobbit. Bro, Martinez on his best day is 5'7". Martinez. So he's getting leaned on.
Now you got a lot of this chat about Martinez this week as well about Haaland. Haaland's only ever scored in one game out of seven against
I got this thing about
pocketed.
People. I got this thing about people that looks like vampires, innit?
Huh.
And Martinez looks like a small vampire. Huh. I don't rate that.
What, you don't think he's good?
He's all right. He looks
he's
like
a baller,
small
bro.
Vampire.
He's very good on the ball as well. Very
he's good,
good
on the ball, but he's just small, innit?
But he doesn't affect his defending.
It does when he runs out into the spaces. Into
while
like,
while we're on the Manchester,
like
can I say something? I don't know what it is. But I keep seeing these Man United legends talk more and more lately, right? Namely, Scholes and Butt. And it's the more that Scholesy talks, the more I'm like...
Stop talking.
He was always a legend to me, and he still is a legend.
What do you say, Steve-O?
Some of the quotes about Lissandro Martinez.
Egregious.
Haaland going to carry him around and dash him in the net and all that. I feel the...
Declan Rice one.
What was the Declan Rice one?
You lot don't understand the standard. Like he's seen this guy. He knows the Man U standard, bro.
Do you want to read it, please?
No, read it, bro.
Oh, come on, man. You at the table should read it.
Let me read it.
Do the accent.
Yeah, they said Haaland will pick up Martinez and
run with him and all of that, right? And then Martinez said this.
Honestly. Hold on. Let me just, can I land? Hold on. Can I land? Can I have some space? Be South American. What are you lot doing? Respect, can I speak? I'm going to, this is dignity here. Honestly, he can say what he wants. I told him already. If he wants to say something to me, he can come and say whatever he wants. To my house, wherever. I don't care.
He's Turkish,
and
man.
I
He's
think
Turkish.
For me, I respect the relations when they want to help the club because everyone can talk on the television. But when you see them here face to face, no one says anything to your face. Lissandro Martinez.
And then what does Cole say to that?
Looking over his face.
What does Cole say to that?
Someone's had a good game. Was really happy for you. Tea, no sugar, please. Lissandro Martinez.
I'd be rude though. It was rude though, man. He didn't really need to say that though.
It's
man.
A bit
down
rude. They're
the
same
derby,
height
like,
as well.
You don't need to diss him like that, man.
He also said about Declan Rice when he puts his studs on the ball, he rolls it, he says he doesn't need to do it, he just wants to look like a player.
Yeah, but he also said Caicedo, I don't know what he does.
Did he say that?
He's all over the shop.
Yeah, and then he starts eating the toenails
of his daughter.
No, don't, we're not doing that.
Yes, we are.
I respect. He's getting older and he's playing that role. I respect that, man. He's an old school.
So he's rage baiting. He knows the game.
The way I look at it is, though, they had a joke about Martinez's height. It got clipped up and went viral. That's it.
That's fine.
It's like, but what about the rest? Paul Scholes and Nicky Butt, whether I agree with them or Margs agrees with them or not, they can say what the fuck they want.
No, mate.
And also, one of the main things that no one's even thinking, they're ginger.
Ginger people are strong talkers. Like when they say something, it's real. I'm not joking. Sean Dyche.
Yeah.
But did you not think about Nicky Butt having dreads?
Yeah. You seen that? He had Lippy's haircut. Yeah, the
cane
roll.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about it, but I ain't seen the picture.
But all of them, what you're going to get is honest. It might not be the truth, but it's honest. That's what you can get. Steve Sidwell. Yeah. Like all of that you won't find
Jerry
me.
Jerry Halliwell.
That's it.
Dave Kitson.
Even Ron Weasley, you're scared.
Exactly.
The truth.
Yeah.
John Hartson.
I'm not even...
John Hartson.
Yeah, Hartson.
Seamus.
When Flex United, he done a big hoo-ha about it, and he was like, he was disgraced. And I said in the comments, I said to him, I said, calm down. I said, it's no different to Filthy Fellas. That's what their platform ain't Sky. So they can say what the hell they like. I'm just saying, the more Scholes he talks for me, I like the quiet, mysterious, what's he going to say? I thought he had Tourette's. Someone said he had Tourette's.
I said he had Tourette's.
Yeah, that rumor? No, I thought he had Tourette's.
That's Tim Allard, bro.
I don't know. I like Scholes. I think he's probably about my favorite United player. I think he's the best of all time, like whatever. But sometimes his talk, it does just sound, obviously you don't have to agree with everything people say, but sometimes he does talk and I'm like, you are miles off it, Scholesy, man.
But I think they come from a different era of football. I don't think they understand this era.
I just feel like you should have a better spec. There's pundits that people don't like. Say like Michael Owen. People chat bear shit about Michael Owen. Listen to Michael Owen talk football, especially when it comes to strikers. He gives insane spec. Like he knows what he's talking about, like whether you like him or not. And sometimes I hear Scholes and I'm just like, ah.
But he's chosen like the Sooners route, innit? He wants to go like, I was a baller. Not a lot of people could chat to me during my career. Mm. So I'm just going to carry that energy through, innit? And just speak about guys that can never chat to me. Because regardless of the people that he's speaking about, Lissandro can't chat to him, even if it's wrong. You know the ones, it's not like he's going for, like, you don't even have a player like that he could say something bad about. And it's like, oh my days,
but also,
don't say that
like,
about him.
They come from a perspective as well of being very shouted and covered, like, they're just Fergie boys, isn't it? They never had to deal with managerial changes. Like, they never had to deal with the club being all over the place, people chatting, finishing third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 15th. They never had to deal with
high
none
standards.
Of that.
Like, these guys came second and got a bollocking for that, bro. So they see a man finish sixth in that. Yeah. A man are saying, well done. Is it, what are you
he's telling
about?
Man to call him and all that, though. Like, is it on a bad man thing? Like, you got a problem, phone me.
But the last time, you know what? Last time, though, Lissandro arranged to meet Scholes and then never turned up.
What?
Lissandro didn't link
you
him.
You can't then go come to my house when you didn't turn up the
weak,
first time.
Kind of weak, innit? It's kind of poor.
No, but this is the new era,
anyway,
man.
Anyway, because look, it was a great result. It was an even
should've
better
been
performance.
Should have been 6-7-8, bro.
This is what I was going to ask you. This is what I wanted to get into now. Should it have been more ads?
No.
Should have been. Well, the Mason Mount goal should have stood.
Yeah, that shouldn't have been offside. That was crazy.
How was that offside? I still ain't seen the picture or
still
nothing.
Still can't
like,
work it out.
The other two, I get why they were offside. But then you had the Mbeumo chance,
the bar,
Maguire
Harry.
Chance.
Ahmad hit a crossbow. Casemiro with a little dink.
You lot battered them.
It should have been 6-7-8.
Still.
Well, you can't include. That's because you have a chance. I don't mean it's like that's how it should be.
We had the ball in the net 5 times.
I just want to say, innit? Once again, you lot can look at the clips, innit? I guess the right result being us, innit? It's nothing. I just said 2-0, confident. Didn't say anything after that.
You did.
Huh?
There was more.
That was AI, man, because they to make the show better. They went into the realms of technology, but when it was just me, I said the truth.
Well, boy, it's over to you, man. Next, over to Arsenal now.
I might come and slap you up.
The
as
big
well.
Red machine's gonna roll into the Emirates.
We are the big red machine. You like little
well,
red
we
Rudolph,
losing,
the Ras
yeah.
Clark, yo.
Well, as you can see, obviously the theme that's been going around, especially this season, and like over the years as well, we're getting very used to Arsenal failing to capitalise on these situations. City dropped points. Obviously, Villa, we thought there was going to be 4. Dave dropped points. This is time for you to kick on. Every time it's time for you to kick on, there's a stumbling block. Did you see what Declan Rice said?
Yeah, fucking shit.
Every f***ing time.
He's talking about the ref.
No, he's talking about the team.
You only say that when you've been thinking something about for the ref.
Yeah.
You know when you've been thinking something for
and
months.
And it's been stewing on him.
Yeah, yeah,
he was
yeah.
walking off the pitch thinking, how are these
men
so meaty?
The officials have done it again.
Nah.
I message Ola. Hey, Ola, how dare you?
Did you think that was aimed at? Yakaris.
I think it's the team as a whole, man.
He was talking about the refs. Every time they've done this to us, every week, Steve-O, every week they do it.
I done a tweet, yeah, and I said, Arsenal were doing everything in their power to give this up, right? To do what they've usually done. But the other teams, luckily, the other teams are doing this as them. And everyone was like, what? We've only lost two and we're drawn. Like, how are we doing? I'm like, if you can't see that every time you've had an opportunity to crack on, you haven't, but you've been lucky that the other teams around you.
Do you know what? I'm gonna come to Arsenal's defense here because I'm gonna do this thing over the next 3 months where I come to terms with the fact that they are gonna win the league. Because even when they are not capitalizing as they should, they're still gaining another point advantage. Like they're still pulling away slowly, but they're pulling away. We're now almost in February. And it's like 7 points is a lot to make up. That we need Arsenal to be like vintage Arsenal for this to go wrong. And we need City to be vintage City.
Bro, they're being vintage art, they are. But the other teams ain't.
Bro, you know, only two teams have had a bigger gap at the top than 7 points.
Is it?
In Premier League history.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I think probably Newcastle when we reeled them in.
We spoke on this show just recently, yeah? We spoke about the Carabao Cup and is it worth the sacrifice? You know what I'm trying to say, like when teams go into it. Arsenal had a Carabao Cup game, went full strength, and then the next game, they dropped points. Is there any correlation? Was it worth it?
You know, every time Arsenal have dropped points this season, there's been no set-piece goal.
Yeah, I see that.
And to be fair, that's a crazy stat. But Arsenal had the better of the game. They should have won that game. Like they had chances.
That's sitters. Martinelli.
They had chances to win it. It just weren't that day.
Yeah, but that's what always happens these times.
No, I'm hoping it happens. I don't want to see Arsenal win the league, but I'm also training myself for the inevitable that I think they do it.
I would hate to say this, but I've accepted it. My attitude started to change a little bit towards them. Like I'm humbling myself.
there was a triple substitution. Dragged 57th minute. Who got dragged?
Victor Sakare, didn't it?
Stinkerez.
Listen, man.
Sakare.
I just want to say something quickly. It's not necessarily a my bad. Like this is... It's more than that. Like I want to be honest. Yeah. I can honestly say, like, Gyökeres, like, even if I'm going to be kind and just say technically.
Yeah, his technique is
crazy.
Bro, his technique, his technique, everything. But he's one of the worst Arsenal players I've seen.
Yeah,
he is.
Really? Baggy touch.
Let me just land ability wise, but bro,
Bentner was better.
Bro, no, I think Bentner was better than a lot of, but what I want to say though, yeah, like, I think he's gonna lift the Prem with us, bro.
Probably.
And I don't think it's a coincidence, bro.
And it'll be deserved.
I think it will be deserved. It's, bro, he's at what we thought he was gonna do, he's been horrible. He has, innit? But in everything else, I wouldn't say he's been perfect, but oh, he's ticked certain boxes, man. I know our fan base are.
What boxes?
I know what boxes.
No, I just
tenacity.
Yeah, huh? I just think when it
he
comes
ain't even
to,
got that.
Let me just land.
Let him land.
Let me just land. I just think, like, in a weird way, somehow, like, as bad as he is, you have to look after him, innit? So it's like he occupied. I know I keep saying.
No, it matters, bro.
But he occupied centre back. Yeah. Bro. You saw it in that goal.
Trust
five
me.
Five man. That got us in, that got us a win.
Levels.
That got us a win in a stadium we lost last year, innit? And that's what I want to say. We're going to places and winning and picking up points where we didn't last year, and it's with him. City are
is it because of him?
Whether it is or not, it's a fact that it's happening. City are going to these same places. They're losing, bro. We went Old Trafford and won.
Just about.
Yeah, but we won. It's a fact. We don't usually do that. We went there with my man running round. Yeah, that I don't rate my man, but he's helping, bro. He is helping.
So I think personally, is there a thing where we don't know? Like, we might not know what Arteta brought him for. Like, we might think.
Hang on.
Whoa, shut up, man. Hang on. Hang on.
You're not allowed to laugh.
Hang on.
He's talking bull.
Thank you.
He's talking bull.
Just let me land. ADHD guys, man. Listen. Right. Nothing wrong with that as well. My best friend's got ADHD. Listen.
Well, the Moroccan one.
How? This best friend's got a lot of issues, bro.
But he loves a shisha.
Does love a shisha and a bit of chicken. Trust me. Right, listen. We don't know. So we can say what we think. He brought him in to get 20 goals. He brought him in to do this. We don't know. So for Arteta to still be starting him, mid-January, he's obviously doing something Arteta wants.
He had no one else.
Gabriel Jesus was injured. That's brother, why he's still playing him.
If it's that bad, when it was that bad last year, they played Marino up top. And Marino done really... Hang about, bro.
You could see he never had tech last year, yeah. You could see he was a donkey. And he was just out and out goals.
Arsenal.
You're telling me we don't know why he brought him when he was clearly goals. Just as goals.
Goals.
Like, there's no other reason why he brought him.
You don't know that.
Arsenal been great. Right, what do you mean?
But, Steve, also what I'm saying is, yeah, you know how football works now, and the investment in him means that you can't spend that money on a striker and then just still play Marino when he's fit. So you're stuck with him.
He's fourth choice striker, let's be real.
Bro, I've got Football Manager, innit? He's definitely got a thing in his contract that said, yo, if you forward here, if you're fit, you play. Facts.
What do you mean? Yeah? What, you can put that in there? Can you put that in there now?
Not 100%.
Football Manager.
In Football Manager, 100%. Roles, squad roles.
If a man's
like first team or important player and he don't start two games in a row, he can knock the door with his agent saying, look at my contract.
Bro, I need to get this, man.
You understand? So I'm leaning slightly towards Steve-O's side, yeah? This Arteta guy, one thing we can definitely say about my man, he's trying to win this league in a very unorthodox way, innit? Yeah? Our top scorer is probably going to have like 9 goals, bare clean sheet. He's just trying to be really combative, innit? And I think initially he did bring in my man to score goals, innit? But the plan B was always going to be, bro, if that don't work, he could just run around just crashing.
I think you've got one goal scorer in the top 30 goal scorers. I think it's Trossard with 6 goals or something like this.
There you go, bro. And we're 7 points
clear. But this is what he brought him in for.
Wait, you can say what you want, but City got a guy that's got 20 goals, I think, in 22 games. They can't catch us, bro. Because when it's time for plan B for Haaland, he can't run around crashing. Not they can't, but it's just right now, innit? It's not impossible. But I'm just saying, as what it's gone so far, they haven't necessarily worked out a plan B for Haaland yet. I'm saying yet because Pep and that team, they could easily find a way. But so far, they haven't. For Gyökeres, regardless of whether you lot believe it or not, we have, bro. When
that
he just runs around.
B, though. That's
what do you mean it's not
B.
a plan B? Broski, we're winning.
So basically, you're just making your striker just run around like a centre midfielder.
It's not like a centre midfielder.
It's the new game.
It's as simple as this, yeah? As good as Havertz was, as good as Gabriel Jesus is, they can't stretch defences. See, the next word would have been mad. Defences as well as my man does. Even on his worst day, bro, he'll take you there, bro. Is that real? You're saying where, Broski? You're saying where, yeah? You're saying where.
Presence,
our first game, Old Trafford, as bad as we played, bro, just the fact that we had to kick it to him and it took two of your players to fight him every time,
bro. De Ligt handled him one by himself.
Handle him. Because this is the thing, yeah? As much as you played well that game, bro, I was never worried that you lot was going to win that game. Same when you lot rock up to our gaff, we're going to fuck you lot up again. Sorry
no,
for
you're
the
not.
Swearing.
No,
you
you're
lot
not.
Are pissing me off.
No,
at this point, yeah? 100% we are. And I guarantee
not, man.
You lot aren't going to see why, but my man's going to have a part to play in the thing, bro. Don't let him score, bro. Don't let him score.
So one second,
do not let him score.
You spend all that money on a striker and his part is to just look busy.
I don't care. You see me? I'm not
no,
you
but,
lot.
No,
I don't care. I don't care.
I wouldn't mind if your wingers were scoring goals and then he was running around. But your wingers ain't
if
even scoring goals.
If we win the league,
so
I don't care.
Ellipse, how much goals at the end of the season? How much is he on now?
five league goals.
Five, yeah.
How much at the end of the season would it be? Like, if he got 10 and you win a league, is that all right?
If he just scores one big goal, it's worth it.
I hope he scores against United. We win that game. We win the league and he never scores again, bro. And he scores that, and he lifts that medal with six league goals. I hope Sesko scores every game to the last game of the season. Yeah? That's what I hope with your basketballer striker. I just want the league title. I don't care how we get it.
But if you sign a better striker, the title's done. I think that's the thing.
Arguably,
I think obviously, because Arsenal are top of the league, you're kind of going, you're trying to justify the signing as it has been a good signing because we're top of the league now. But really, you could have been.
But can man give him a bit of the benefit of the doubt that our tactics for a nine is quite horrible, bro?
I disagree. I think your tactics for a nine, he should be in a position where chances are getting created for him all the time.
I watched him at the bridge, yeah, and normal, simple passes into him with space around him. The first touch is hard.
But this is my thing, yeah? But just football science, just to make sense. If you play with inverted wingers, bro, the nine has to be a guy that can link play, bro. He's the opposite of that. No one complements each other, bro. So if you've got a left foot on the right, a right foot on the left, that guy in the middle, I'm not saying it has to be Firmino himself, but he needs to at least be able to take a step back and be able to play them in. He can't do that. Same way,
like Havertz.
Same way, yeah. they're playing inverted. So their cross is always going to be on their weaker foot, forced to a place they don't want to go. So as bad as he looks, there's loads of things that don't...
Should the manager have not... If he signed that striker, should he not be playing a way where it utilises a striker to the maximum?
I think he tried things that didn't work straight away. Like he bought Madueke to play on the left for Gyökeres. Straight away, you could see Madueke is not great on the left. But he's a decent backup for Saka on the right. So that's all right. Martinelli and Trossard have turned up this season looking decent. So you're not going to drop them and try force Madueke in to let Gyökeres. And I think why it's kind of going bad for Gyökeres is as bad as we are. I've lost grammar. But it's a thing where we're doing all right, innit?
Now you are. You're top.
Have you seen the video? Right, so the two things I want to... Two points here, right? One of them is the video of when he's making runs, and this is the eye test, when he's making runs. And in this one video, this one run when Odegaard had the ball, he could have got it twice, yeah? Slid through, yeah? The Liverpool kid, Verts, and a few other, Bruno, a pass, making that pass, right? So that's one thing. The second thing is, I'm seeing a disdain towards Saka at the moment that I think could affect your team massively. Is there any truth in this whole Saka's starting to get ahead of himself, in a sense, not passing, doing too much? Is there anything in that?
Can I answer that honestly, yeah? Initially, yeah, just on Twitter, because I got my Arsenal mask on, like, I tried to defend that. But honestly, like, you can even see after Gyökeres, he hugs him in that, but I think he's walking back with Declan Rice or something. You can just hear he's cussing my man, bro. He's cussing Saka. He's saying, brother, my man gets the ball. He sees me. He looks at me. Says, yeah, love. I pass this to someone else.
Yeah, but can I speak on that, yeah? Because these footballers, yeah, they're only human, bro. Yeah, they're normal people. And just because
the
manager wanted you or the board wanted to drop 70 million on you, that ain't got nothing to do with me. And some of these players are just not having certain man. If Gyökeres was that guy, they see him in training every week. If Gyökeres was that guy, Saka's fizzing him the ball, bro.
100.
Like, he knows he's a donkey.
He don't trust him.
He don't trust him, bro.
I'm not going to name who. But we, as the filthy cast, we met an Arsenal player this season early, yeah? And we asked him about Gyökeres.
Said he's a donkey.
No, he said, I'll be honest, it's technically
donkey.
It's not the standard we've seen here, but my man's a presence. And because of that, Mikel's gonna keep playing him.
Marino's a presence.
And he said that.
Oh, it would be a presence.
You're saying that, but brother, in September, August, all of that. You were telling me this guy is so bad, rare tech. Loons were sitting here with the medal and the rare tech. None of that's happening anymore. He's played most of these games. He has to be doing something that's at least all right.
I think in Portugal, it was too easy for him, man. Barging them, just too easy. And
you know when you're reading off that list of who he scored against? Who's who of absolutely nobody?
Yeah, real. It's all the teams that Amarin beat, bro.
What I'll see, yeah, you know what he does, yeah? As a striker, you got to make that run again and again and again. You're not going to get it better times. When someone does hit the byline and does that little stand up to the back post, he's never there anyway. He's nowhere. Mm. That's your currency. That's
he's
your
at the bar. He's had a few chances.
But you see that same Saka chance, yeah? That same Saka chance, I'm telling you. Saka, look, it's like maybe the only benefit of the doubt I give Saka is that maybe it's because he's on his right foot. He didn't want to do it straight away. He gave it to Ben White, who crossed it in, and we ended up scoring anyway. Cool. But you can see my man flings his arms up in the air saying, bruv, that a part of deliveries, you have to give it to the nine when he wants it or whoever it is. You understand?
Let's put it in.
Fair enough, there's areas, but when a man's in it, he's made his move, yeah. Bro. So certain times, because what you're talking about, Jokeres has made his move. Then a man's cut back, then played it. But he's already made his move, bro. So yeah, he's just in and amongst.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to, he's got a big turning circle, innit? So it's not as simple for him, but it is like a. You back
turns
in,
like
back
a
out,
bus,
back
isn't
out.
It?
Yeah.
But he has mobility.
See, when you don't know what your winger's gonna do, and he's doing all these cuts and cuts and cuts. There's only so many times I could check my run before I'm lost.
No, but I'm saying we watch Saka. We watch these men. We know that's not going in first time. We know. So we know there's a little chop. He might play it back.
My man's not mobile. He needs it. He needs the ball before the centre back figures out what's going on. That's his. I know that sounds dread, but
yeah. But they know he's a Colombo.
No, but again, because of his brute force, if he figures out what's happening before his runner, yeah, he'll beat him, bro.
Do you know what?
It's as simple as that.
When Saka first, like, over the last few years, when he's been doing the chop, maybe that's because there was no one there. Now you've got a number nine. It's the same thing as when United signed Van Persie. He got I think it was Shinji.
Kagawa.
Who else was it? Rooney and someone else. And he went, if you don't pass it to him, you're not going to be in the team. It took a bit of time for them to do it in training and whatnot, but by the end of the season, they get their head up and they're looking.
It wouldn't have took no time.
They would have saw Van Persie in training and saw that he was an absolute menace. They would have been dying to give him the ball. If Jokeres was Van Persie, they would be fizzing in the ball.
I hear this though. I hear that. But you're moving like we had Crespo and Ralf Clark Batistuta before. We had Gabriel Jesus and Havertz. Two idiots.
But two footballers.
Havertz makes you better. I don't like the way you're talking about Havertz.
Regardless of what you say,
Havertz is fit, he's playing every game.
As soon as these men got to the byline, they're flinging it into the box for these men. I get that they don't trust Jokeres yet, but it's got to start somewhere.
You can't let Marino eat like he did last year and then go, you can't let Marino score the goals he scored and, you know, feast off their delivery last year and then go, oh, Jokeres.
Marino's underrated, like, though, you know.
He's fourth choice to Marino, Havertz, and Jesus.
How many clutch goals did Marino get? Loads. How many did Havertz get? Loads. Jokeres, it's not his story.
These guys are clever footballers. They're the opposite, the complete opposite of Jokeres.
But then that's why Saka's honest. Not paying because he's dumb.
But I'm not going to lie, the crowd ain't going to love me saying this, but Saka's not having the greatest of seasons anyway.
I could have told you that.
You understand? So it's to... I think our left wingers have turned up this year decent. I think Trossard and Martinelli especially has been better than he's been recently. I think anyway. Came on against Liverpool the other day. Looked like he should have started. Weren't great against Forest the other day. But still, he's at least back to that standard where he gets to the byline, he delivers all the time. Before, he's just doing madness. You understand? But for me, Saka this year... You could blame Jokeres, you could do what you want, but he hasn't been amazing.
Do you really think you should have a penalty against Sam Forest?
Do you know what it is? I've shown the group chat, I shouted Ola, I shouted him. And maybe it's because it's Ola, but no, I think that would have been harsh.
You know what? Big up Ola, each and every time. Top fullback.
Very honest. I didn't like that Guerrero one though.
Well, boy, he went on his gram, he's done a post with Eddie Guerrero's theme music and that. Eddie's motto is lie, cheat, steal.
He's just
trolling you lot. He doesn't seem like a liar or a thief or a stealer. He's his heart's clean. No, his heart's clean.
Overreaction from the Gooners.
Aye, that was a pen though.
It was something.
Whoever my man was.
It was his own player.
I know, but that's... Does that change?
That's a pen. It's like, remember the City one at Everton when Everton never got it? Like, was it a year or two ago when you were going for the title and it just hit Rodri's hand? Like, it was like that. Like, it happened.
No, but
that.
It came down. It kind of like.
He was being pushed.
Yeah.
He was
kind of hugged it.
No, but he wanted it in play.
Yeah. Like Henry against Ireland.
Anderson was right behind him.
The only reason it's Book is if he doesn't do that, the ball goes out.
No, it's not.
So he completely changes.
Anderson clears it. That's what makes me think, like, Is that a pen? Because Elliot Anderson's there to clear it.
But he's pushing all over him. Elliot Anderson's all over him.
He don't know he's there. So he's tried that and think like, well, I could hook it back down the line.
There's players pushing him. There's all stuff going on.
Bro, there's two people there.
VAR let a lot go last weekend, you know. If you like in bare different games, they let a lot go. I like the way they was reffing that.
Muggs, you know how you know it's a pen, bro. A man put up a post saying we lie, we steal. That's
you know
it.
What he done.
That's, yeah,
he
yeah knows, get me. That's yeah, it. That's it. You don't need to ask ball. No questions. Yeah. He knows what he did.
He knows what he done. Like, he knows.
We need though. More of that though. People owning that, being the heel.
Big up all the A each and every time.
Win by any means, man, or draw by any means, man. We're all talk, man.
All right, here's a stat for you, Zot. Arsenal didn't face a single shot on target in the match for the fifth time in the Premier League this season. And it's the most on record in a single campaign since 03-04.
Is your defense... I wonder what happened then, in that season. Yeah, you lot be afraid, bro. You thought Loons was bad. Bro, if we win the league, every episode, Arsenal merchandise. Are you crazy? Every
Uncle
Ty
over here.
Young Dot Ty. I'm here. I swear down. What about everything?
Hey, Young Dot
Let
Ty
us
crazy.
Win this race.
So look, obviously, user ain't scoring. Remember, you got one player in the top 30. If you do win the league, I think it'll be the first time a team's won the
that
league
kind of goal
without a goal scorer in the top 10 or something like that.
Since do that you City think, team, that was
do
amazing.
Do you think your defence is going to be enough to lift you to the toilets? Because obviously, Gyökeres
to
is
the what?
It. To the title, sorry, not the toilets. I said the toilets, I meant title. But it's the same thing.
So now that now
man
the league,
said it's the same thing.
Like, now the league's a lavatory.
The whole
now, bro.
League, innit? This league don't even matter no more.
And turn the league into a lavatory, bro. Just because we're going to win.
It's bad. Poet thinks it's better, but.
No, it is, bro. I just think our defence is good enough. And more importantly, I think which is going to be the main story looking back. I think it's going to be exaggerated a bit, but. We're the kind of the only team that wants to move serious this year, man.
You are. Yeah.
They
is
are.
That real? Like you can look at that Forest. Like Forest is a place that we don't go to and do well in recent years. And I think we won there 2 seasons ago, 2-1, close game. Any other game I can think of since they've come up, we either draw or lose there.
They're not playing well, but they're a decent team.
Bro,
man.
They're physical.
To be
they have the tools to make it difficult for us. There's been 5 other games before this that we didn't do well in last year. I think other than Liverpool at home, which we drew as well. We won every other game, bro. So again, we are preying what we do. We're looking at what we done last season and we're trying to improve it as these games come in. No one else is doing that. You lot are just trying to just, you lot beat flipping City. You lot are going to come Emirates thinking it's a idiot thing. We're going to move to you lot.
Okay, so listen to this, yeah? Last time Michael Carrick played Arsenal, he beat them, beat Arteta 3-2. That was in the 21-22 season. I know it was at home, but still.
Was that as a gaffer, Carrick?
Lippy.
Oh, I was talking about as a player. I was talking about
No. Yeah, as a gaffer, he's unbeaten against Arsenal.
Because he was centre back that Rashford.
He beat
game,
them 3-2. Mm-hmm. So the question that I want to ask Adam is,
wait, what?
Should Arsenal be scared of United?
You know what helped us against City? Their defence was shambolic, you know. You know, when I saw their back four, Max what? Elaine.
Oh, he's good though. He's being really good.
Cushion
was a great other day. Like, he was good back. Though. He went
but like
bad.
When you see that defense, you go, you know what? We can get at these. Like no Diaz, no Stones, no Guardiola. I don't think. Like it was there to be got. At. Arsenal's defense obviously a little bit better.
Stella.
But last time Michael Carrick had us, every game he played, we played Villarreal, Chelsea away, and Arsenal.
Different.
We
lineup.
Had a different system every
different
time.
System,
a different
yeah.
thing. So I think he'll have something prepared for Arsenal, whether it works or not. I don't know, but. I'm more confident we can beat them now than I was a week ago.
Ooh.
And I think we might do.
I think the league depends on it.
But Arsenal are a better team than City though as well.
The league best I think depends on this weekend. If Arsenal manage to get 3 points here, I think this is the acid test. This is it.
It can't be an acid test. They're at home. They're the best team in the league. You would expect them to pick up the points, no?
Yeah, you're right. I expect them to win the league.
Yeah, but they've been, you know, they drew. They drew against Liverpool. They drew against, like, they, you know.
You don't ain't Liverpool, chance. Buddy.
I think it's over already.
I don't
think this weekend has anything to play.
That is the mindset we've all got to get in now, you know?
Do you know what it is? I think, I'll be honest. I think if we win, it doesn't. If we lose, it's major.
Nah.
I'll be honest.
All right then, cool.
We cannot lose this game.
Obviously, this is the Filthy Fellas. There's a lot of United fans, a lot of Arsenal fans, but we do have representation from...
Lower level.
Down, sir.
Bro, what's that? What's going on?
What the hell is he doing?
I had my jacket on, it's hot.
Is that your water?
Who's it?
Is that your own
water?
That's
why I was skying
it. I was about to say, skying your own water is crazy. That would have been mad.
Sorry, I didn't think he was watching.
Crazy. The cameras, it's three cameras.
I was nearly dying, man. That was so hot on that jacket.
Well, as I was saying, we've got representation from other teams. Just look at the representation.
Oh my God, is we here? Fucking boys. I've been waiting for this.
Can we all go?
Could you remember last week? Oh, bro, I'll be honest with you. Early this show, you have been talking a lot of United, Arsenal.
Can I tee you up maybe?
Oh, go on.
No? No, you get yourself?
Go on.
Spurs, they got beat in the 93rd minute by a West Ham team that actually looked good. To be fair to you, you look good. The second half, Spurs was trying to turn the screw a bit.
They tried.
But I think over the whole 90, you definitely deserved it. You look decent. Somerville's been trying to play out of his skin and that. You're only 5 points off the drop now. Can you get it done?
All right. Yeah, we can. I said it last week. And I said to you, I didn't want to talk about West Ham. I said, what are we doing? What are we talking about West Ham for? I'm glad we've got it in the show today because I was there. I was at Spurs.
I saw the footage.
And I was sitting with the Spurs, right behind the Spurs bench, and I was sitting with Spurs fans, and I was told, I got warning from upstairs, like, don't be loud or anything. So I was being very reserved, yeah? When we scored, I was very reserved, even covered my mouth, all of that. Then they scored, they was in my face, yeah, all of that stuff. Didn't think you could say that anymore, by the way, but they were going crazy with it.
N-word.
What did they
N-word.
Say? What did they say? Nepotism.
N-word.
What? The Y word.
My
yeah.
bad.
Anyway, then we scored, and obviously, it was good. They were upset. It was beautiful. Anyway.
You didn't.
Oh, W.
He went, what's the Y word?
Why?
Idiot. No, technically,
wait,
it's
the
Y word.
It's a
Y.
It's a Y.
Yeah.
Why is the...
I make him right. It's a Y. Why? Why?
So then I get back in. Listen to this. So to add more salt into the wounds, I go into there, because I'm in there, they call it the Tunnel Club, which is very, very nice. Hospitality and all of that. I'm in there now. And then the security guard comes up to me. He's like, excuse me, sir. One of the players is on the pitch, wants to see you. I'm like, but this is in front of everyone. These are all like, yeah. And I'm like, well, what? So I walk through, I get down. Hey, it's Seven. Somerville, we call him Seven. Somerville. He gives me his shirt that he scored the goal in.
Did you shrink it?
Small shirt.
What the hell?
Mad what size?
That is not Somerville shirt.
He is mad small. That's like, do they have it like tailored to them or something?
What, is he that small?
That is mad
even sweating it or nothing, bro?
That must have been his spare.
Oh, is it his spare shirt?
Must have been, yeah. But yeah, so he brings this out to me, obviously. Yeah, and I walk back in with the shirt that he scored in and they're all upset. Then my mate who I went with gets calls from the hooligans saying, why are you letting him take the piss out of us?
West Ham.
No. He's literally, they've rang him up, top people. And they said, the Tottenham ones.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And said that I took the piss.
I know a couple of the Tottenham old boys.
Yeah, so do I, they're from a couple from Enfield, it's fine. I know, big up Dante, he's away at the moment.
They call you.
I apologize to them. No, but listen, just out of respect.
They call you Black Steve, them ones as well.
Black Kev. No lies, it's that one there. But no, you know what? And it's right.
They don't know any other Kev.
While I got the platform.
We got a friend, sorry, quickly, tangent. You know, we got someone that we knew, grew up in the ends, and they called him Blackie, and we were like, he's like a brown skin you. Like, he's not dark like that, but his name is Blackie. That's what they call him, Blackie Black. So I was thinking, why did they do that? And then I clocked and I looked at his friendship group. He grows up with the white boys. He's with all the white
boys.
Blackie is insane. I didn't clock it until I got older.
Do you know what John Barnes' nickname was at Liverpool?
Not
what?
Blackie.
I ain't going to say it.
Say it.
Coloured.
Do we have to beep
colored.
It? Colored. Is it bad?
It's the N word with a D at the start.
Wow.
The nigger.
No.
The nigger. You know why? You know why that's mad? No black people do that. They put a D in front of a normal name. D'Angelo.
The now.
Like the shame,
now.
Like the shame.
Yeah.
Like
the nigger.
Nigger.
Digger.
Oh, Digger.
Oh.
Hey, hey, you know what?
On that note, guys.
No, no. I want to take this time while I got the floor. I want to apologize. They thought I was being disrespectful. Spurs.
Fuck Spurs.
I want to like, comment,
like,
subscribe.
I'll punch you all up.
Appreciate you, filthy fellas, man. Thank you, man.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.